For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with visiting Jordanian King Abdullah to discuss bilateral ties. Xi Jinping has described Jordan as a good friend of China. King Abdullah says he admires the achievements that have been made here in China. Abdullah also says he appreciates China's work in trying to find a political solution to the Syrian conflict. Syria has given evidence to Russia which implicates Syrian rebels were responsible for last month's chemical weapons attack. Russia says it will turn the evidence over to the UN Security Council. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with visiting Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov on Wednesday. Rybakov said that Syria has turned the evidence over to Russia. Six people have been killed and 30 others injured in Canada after a passenger train and double-decker city bus collided on the outskirts of Ottawa during Wednesday's morning rush hour. Glenn Pylon, a Transportation Safety Board official, says investigators are trying to find the event recorder. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson says a reunification center has been set up for families and friends looking for passengers on the bus and train. Rescue work in flood-hit Colorado is now shifting its focus from emergency airlifts to finding hundreds of people still unaccounted for after last week's devastating flooding. Water is now reported to be receding and flowing east onto the Colorado Plains, revealing toppled homes, buckled highways, and fields of tangled debris. Experts say rebuilding efforts will cost hundreds of millions of dollars and could take months, if not years. Meanwhile, the death toll from two storms ravaging Mexico in recent days has now risen to 57 across the seven states. Authorities say two tropical storms, Ingrid and Manuel, have affected 250 towns nationwide, forcing 39,000 residents to evacuate and causing 100 rivers to overflow. It is the first time since 1958 that two tropical storms have hit both the country's coasts within 24 hours. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says he has ordered two department-wide security reviews after a deadly shooting this week in the Navy Yard in Washington. During a Pentagon press briefing, Hagel admitted something went wrong with security checks at the military facility. The reviews come as questions are raised as to how Aaron Alexis, a former Navy reservist with a history of mental health problems, was able to gain security clearance to enter the Navy Yard. Alexis used a valid pass on Monday to enter the facility, where he killed 12 people before police shot him dead. The U.S. Central Bank has decided to keep its bond purchases unchanged as they fail to see any breakthrough in the economy's recovery. The Federal Reserve announced it would continue its $85 billion U.S. dollar per month bond purchasing. Tight fiscal policy and higher mortgage rates have also been cited as the main reasons. The statement comes as a surprise to the markets, when most economists have been expecting a scaling back at this month's meeting. A new privately owned U.S. spaceship carrying food, clothing, and other cargo is now on a demonstration mission to the International Space Station. The Cygnus spacecraft, built by U.S. firm Orbital Sciences Corporation, was launched atop the company's Antares rocket from a regional spaceport on Wallops Island off the U.S. East Coast. It is a maiden flight for Cygnus and the second flight of Antares, which made a successful debut in April. If everything all goes to plan, the Virginia-based company will begin regular cargo supply missions later this year. Rescuers are still searching for a missing U.S. pilot after a light aircraft crashed into a lake in northeast China's Liaoning province. The accident happened Tuesday afternoon when a Lancier aircraft with pilot David Riggs and a Chinese translator on board crashed into Caihu Lake in Liaoning's capital city of Shenyang during a trial flight. Rescue forces, including an 11-member team from the Beihai Rescue Bureau under the Ministry of Communications, were dispatched to the scene immediately after the accident. The translator was pulled from the water but died later in hospital. Riggs remains unaccounted for. An emergency response has been issued for Tropical Storm Usagi, which may become one of the strongest typhoons to hit China's southeastern coastal regions in the next few days. A fourth-level emergency response, the lowest level, has been announced by the State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters. Authorities say Usagi will hit the coast near Guangdong Province on Sunday. It is the 19th tropical storm of the year to hit China. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.